Hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Draftcast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday was week two of our series Kingdom Citizen, where we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount. It's the longest recorded sermon that we have of Jesus during his ministry. And this week we looked at a section of text that's pretty well known, and where Jesus looks at these disciples, these guys that he had just called. They just started following Jesus, and he looks at them and he tells them, "You are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world." And a key thought in both of these pictures of salt and light is distinction. It's difference. That as a follower of Jesus, your life would look so much different than what you see around us in this world, and that you would look at life here differently through a kingdom lens. And I think the first two words in these statements are important for us. He says, "You are." He doesn't say, "I need you to become this, you know, after you get some experience, some education, maybe go to seminary." He didn't say, "Become this," but he said, "You are." He didn't say, "You know, you can be this if you want to. I want you to pray about serving this way." It's not what he said. He said, "You are." That being a follower of Jesus means that you are salt and light for a dark and decaying world. And we said on Sunday that this part of the text is primarily about influence, about how followers of Jesus influence not just others around you, but culture too. And so much has been written about this idea of influence, but we said this, that influence is when you have an impact on someone because of their experience with you. This morning, I just want to touch on the second image that Jesus gives us. He says, "You are the light of the world." So what is light? And trying to keep this simple, we said that light is the revelation of God through his son, Jesus. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that's light. But then Jesus says, "You are the light of the world," that you are light. That God's plan is to use you in this world to share the gospel, to spread this message of salvation. And that's the primary function, the highest priority of a kingdom citizen, is to tell others about this kingdom, about this king. He says it's absurd to hide a lamp when its whole reason is to be visible, to be made visible through the disciples, through you and through me. So since Jesus gives negatives around these images, what it looks like if we are not these things, we talked about, you know, a couple of things that could diminish our influence, two dangers that could get in the way of sharing the message of the light of the gospel with the world. The unity in our message and the priority of our message. We run the risk of being divided over some very important issues that have surfaced in today's culture that so many of you are passionate about and that deserve attention. But we run the risk of being divided over these very important issues. And here's what the world does. The world works to move you from right to left, from left to right, to tell you that I'm right and you're wrong. But we even see this among Christians. Like I've seen this, maybe you've seen this too, and some would say, you know, you call yourself a Christian and you can't see this? You call yourself a Christian, you don't understand this? Or how can you call yourself a Christian and not be for this or not be against this? And that's not much different from the world. What we said on Sunday, the difference the world needs to see, that we need to remember, is the Christ we share is more important than the opinions we don't. We don't all have to agree on everything. That's not unity. But unity is when something bonds you together in such a way that when you have different opinions on lesser matters, you seek to understand the position of someone else instead of characterizing them. That you ask, you know, "I love Jesus, you love Jesus. I don't understand your view on this thing. Would you help me to understand?" And then you don't interrupt, you don't wait to respond, but you just listen. And maybe after, you know, you get to a place where you say, "You know what, after hearing your view, I don't think we completely agree, but I do understand where you're coming from way better now." You think about how different that is than culture, how disruptive that is in a culture with just characterizations and misunderstandings, that instead of blasting someone on social media, that you sit with them in conversation. That will attract the world. When they see a group of people that love each other despite differences, because the Christ we share is so much more important than the opinions we don't. The other danger that we talked about is the priority of our message. It's great that so many are passionate about politics, passionate about issues that have been raised, and no one's saying that you shouldn't be passionate about that or be engaged with those things, but it should never match our passion for Jesus or this gospel message. Because the world comes at the symptoms, to affect the symptoms of sin, but Jesus said, you are the light of the world, the only light for this world, and that you offer the only message that can get to the root of the problem. Politics matter. There are many issues that have been raised that deserve attention. There are always going to be reforms that need to be made or laws that can be changed, but the change we need right now is heart change, and you can't legislate that. We need to be sure that the emphasis of our time is on sharing the gospel more than our opinions, that our priority, our primary identity is not as party people, but as kingdom people. And our message is first and foremost that Christ came into this world to save sinners. I mean, that's our message, that there's hope for this world. And our message is more important than all other messaging around us. We're called to be different so that we can make a difference. We want to make it clear to a watching world that the only one who can bring all people together, every tongue, tribe, and nation, the only one that can create lasting change through what he did on the cross and through his resurrection is Jesus. If you've found yourself over the past few months maybe being caught up or being distracted, or if this morning you're convicted to take steps here and influencing those around you for Christ, I want to encourage you to lay that before God, to ask him for forgiveness, to ask him for courage, and to ask him to bring to mind the one that you are to engage with. Let's take a minute and let's do that now. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. I hope this was encouraging for you, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Have a blessed day.